Welcome to another Miko's Moments. Today, I want to talk about a moment I had during lunchtime a couple days ago. I just got done with a morning filled with back-to-back meetings, non-stop emails, and a ton of tasks. I decided to heat up some leftovers for lunch. I grabbed my food and headed into the living room. As I sat down, I grabbed my phone. I thought to myself, I can eat and answer messages at the same time. But as I grabbed my first bite, I had a thought and feeling. All I really wanted to do was take an hour to watch an episode of my favorite show and enjoy my lunch without having to multitask. I wanted to enjoy my food without distraction, but I also felt guilty because in the back of my mind, I knew I still had so much to get done. I also knew that if I didn't take a break, I would feel depleted. This happens to me at least 5 days a week. The decision between taking time for myself to enjoy my lunch or multitasking to get more done. In that moment, I thought about how I was feeling and what I really needed. That day, I decided to set a boundary for myself. I would no longer multitask during lunch. Instead, I would give myself permission without guilt to enjoy my food and take an hour for myself to reboot. I knew that if I didn't set this boundary, it would lead to burnout. Setting boundaries in your life, whether it's around work, relationships, money, or any other area, is an important component of self-care. It starts with affirming your own needs, and you need to trust and believe in yourself. You have the highest authority when it comes to taking better care of yourself, emotionally, financially, mentally, physically, and spiritually. For example, one of my money boundaries is that I will not do any online shopping past 9 p.m. I set this boundary in place because I noticed most of my impulse shopping happens in the evening out of boredom. So today, I challenge you to set some healthy boundaries in your life without guilt. These boundaries can be simple, and they don't have to be set in stone. Allow for flexibility and grace. Most importantly, practice them. It takes time for your boundaries to be effective. The more you use them, the better they will work for you. I'll be back next week with another Miko's Moments. Have a beautiful weekend.